Вы услышите 5 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-6. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В списке 1-6 есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием. Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Americans are trained from an early age to consider themselves as individuals who are responsible for their own situations in life and their own destinies. When they meet a person who seems to them too concerned with the opinions of parents, they think that the person is weak. Their ideal person is an individualistic, self-reliant person who prefers an atmosphere of freedom, where neither the government nor anybody else dictates what the individual does.
Speaker B.
Americans are very informal. They are probably the most informal people in the world. You will see students going to class in shorts and t-shirts, and teachers and university professors wearing blue jeans. A booklet advertising a famous arts college has a photograph showing the college president dressed in shorts and an old t-shirt jogging past one of the classroom buildings on his campus.
Speaker C.
Americans think that most people need some time to themselves or some time alone to think about things. Most Americans have great difficulty understanding people who dislike being alone. If the parents can afford it, each child will have his or her own bedroom. Having one's own bedroom, even as a kid, means that you will have your clothes, your own toys, your own books, and so on. These things will be yours and no one else's.
Speaker D. Americans are more direct and open than people from other countries. They will not try to mask their emotions as Scandinavians or Japanese tend to do. They are much less concerned with face than most Asians are. To them, being honest is very important. They will often speak openly and directly to others about things they dislike, especially in work situation. They will try to do so in a manner they call constructive, that is, manner the other people will not find offensive. Speaker E.
Americans are less concerned about history and traditions than people from other societies. History doesn't matter, many of them will say. New things are better than old things. They look ahead. They set goals and work systematically towards them. If 72-year-old Anne Smith wants to learn creative story writing or Italian art, she can go to the nearest college and take a course in it. And millions of Anne Smiths are doing just that.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the texts again. Speaker A.
Americans are trained from an early age to consider themselves as individuals who are responsible for their own situations in life and their own destinies. When they meet a person who seems to them too concerned with the opinions of parents, they think that the person is weak. Their ideal person is an individualistic, self-reliant person who prefers an atmosphere of freedom, where neither the government nor anybody else dictates what the individual does.
Speaker B.
Americans are very informal. They are probably the most informal people in the world. You will see students going to class in shorts and t-shirts, and teachers and university professors wearing blue jeans. A booklet advertising a famous arts college has a photograph showing the college president dressed in shorts and an old t-shirt jogging past one of the classroom buildings on his campus.
Speaker C.
Americans think that most people need some time to themselves or some time alone to think about things. Most Americans have great difficulty understanding people who dislike being alone. If the parents can afford it, each child will have his or her own bedroom. Having one's own bedroom, even as a kid, means that you will have your clothes, your own toys, your own books, and so on. These things will be yours and no one else's.
Speaker D. Americans are more direct and open than people from other countries. They will not try to mask their emotions as Scandinavians or Japanese tend to do. They are much less concerned with face than most Asians are. To them, being honest is very important. They will often speak openly and directly to others about things they dislike, especially in work situation. They will try to do so in a manner they call constructive, that is, a manner the other people will not find offensive. Speaker E.
Americans are less concerned about history and traditions than people from other societies. History doesn't matter, many of them will say. New things are better than old things. They look ahead. They set goals and work systematically towards them. If 72-year-old Anne Smith wants to learn creative story writing or Italian art, she can go to the nearest college and take a course in it. And millions of Anne Smiths are doing just that.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.